That's Kathy Tricolian. Lord, I need you now. 7:25 and taking us now to the bottom of the hour and the official start of the Gospel Music Buffet. It's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. It's called This Old Place.
Cleaning up at this old place, everything inside is gone. We sold the house to a stranger here. My family's moved on. Cedar chest, the rocking chair, the old piano too. They have moved to another place, so here's what I must do. Remember, this is not my home. Just lived here for a while. A place to live and laugh and love, making memories as a child. My real home waits on the other side, where my treasures lie in store. Cause heaven holds much more. This old place reminds me of our earthly house of clay. When our Lord returns one day, in our Father's house above, there's a mansion bright and fair, and the ones we loved in this old place are waiting. Just lived here for a while. A place to live and laugh and love, making memories as a child. Our real home waits on the other side, where our treasures lie in store.
Oh,
That's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound in This Old Place at 7:30. And my partner has joined me this evening. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming down and hanging out with me during the show tonight.
I wouldn't miss it.
The show tonight is going to be based on a lot of, hopefully you guys will be able to share memories on my Facebook page of Kenny Crow. The whole show is in memory of Kenny Crow. And hopefully it's going to bring comfort and peace to those of you who I know who are hurting terribly right now. Anyways, we always open up our show with the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to do that right now with Phil Driscoll. Amen. That's Phil Driscoll in the Lord's Prayer at 7:35, and we're going to kick off the show now. And, of course, the whole show, again, is a show in remembering Kenny Crowe, who we lost about 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And it happened very suddenly, caught us all totally off guard. And I don't know even if we're ever really prepared for somebody to move on to heaven. It happens. And even though we think we're prepared, then we hurt tremendously after it's over with.
And Kenny had a lot of friends out
Yes,
there.
He did. And some of you guys are listening tonight. If you would, if you're commenting on my Facebook page, I know Debbie Bullock, who would talk to Kenny from her truck to his truck as they were traveling down the road, shared a memory on there. And she said we would talk about our families, about religion, about politics, and, of course, trucking, you know, mm-hmm. which was his passion. Yeah. And he was very good at what he did. And it's just...
Said he was my buddy and he is missed.
He certainly is.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Debbie. Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie, for that post. And Debbie, yes. Debbie is, I believe, from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah.
I just went over on her page and checked it out in interest of full disclosure. Well, let's start the show with the Booth Brothers.
Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus.
Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. Hearing him call me his own, just feeling at home, feeling at home. Putting my feet right under his table, knowing I won't be alone, just feeling at home, feeling at home. Find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in his love. Warming myself by the fires of his spirit, camping right close to the throne, just feeling at home. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, needed and happy and free, just feeling at home, feeling at home, feeling accepted, loved and forgiven, a part of this warm family, just feeling at home. I'm feeling at home. You couldn't have told me I'd find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in his love. Warming myself by the fires of his spirit, camping right close to the throne, just feeling at home, feeling at home.
That's the Booth Brothers and feeling at home in the presence of Jesus. And did you want to do a couple of howdies or shout outs to people? Here we got a lot of people listening.
I was looking here. Thank you for sharing this broadcast on your Facebook pages. Duetta Merritt, Ben and Janie Crowe. I think, is that Nina or Nina Prather? Do you know if it's Nina
probably,
or Nina?
Probably Nina Prather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angela Cox. And we appreciate y'all sharing this. Yeah. And we also have Stephanie Preston listening in Clinton, Mississippi.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. And there are many others, but I'm not sure. If y'all could post below on this Facebook post, let us know if you are listening. I know there's a lot of people that liked it. But
right.
Let us know if you're listening, if you have any memories that you'd like to share of Kenny.
We'd love to share them with everybody.
We would love
yeah,
to.
Absolutely.
And just go ahead and post them underneath, and we'll read it on the air.
Here's the Cathedrals and Mansion Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below. A little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one that's silver.
That's the Cathedrals and Mansion Over the Hilltop. And that's what we're going to be talking about, that mansion over the hilltop. Because that's where we know Kenny is there right now. And of course, you are probably going to... Yeah, there you go. That's all right, sweetheart. These songs are hitting home for Terry tonight because, you know, last night we were just having a normal evening, whatever is normal for the Crabtrees. Anyways, of course, we didn't lose her mom. We know where her mom is. Her mom's not with us anymore. She's with the Lord in heaven. But we'll see little mom reminders around the house. And dealing with the grief that comes after the passing of the physical part of that person.
Yeah.
And the physical part of us down here deals with it. And those who are spiritually strong can deal with it spiritually, but sometimes sometimes that physical just takes over, and out of nowhere comes the tears. Like right now, the tears are flowing for Terry, listening to these songs, and I'm sure they're going to be flowing a little bit more. Yeah. But you know what? That's a healing thing.
It is. And what is it that it's just extra love flowing out?
You know? Exactly right.
And we know, and so many people are hurting, you know, because of
the passing of Kenny.
And our heart goes out to you.
Absolutely.
And we understand.
Oh, totally.
But we know where he is, and we know that he sees us, and he does.
And we can rejoice in knowing where he is.
You know,
But we can't see him anymore. We can't talk to him anymore.
We can.
We can, but we can't get a response.
And I would encourage I would encourage y'all to do that, because it will make you feel better. Even if you want to jot down a note to him or whatever, it is a part of a healing process. I talk to my mom all the time, and but we're so thankful for the Crow family and what they've meant to us in our lives.
And my life especially, because
you've known them a long time.
I've known them since
72.
When I say family, I mean they're like family to me. And look what you're doing to me over. But I met Ben, the oldest son, in college in 1972 at Somerset Community College, and he took this old Yankee home with him, and they were all looking at me. Yeah, I remember the first time I walked in. You know, there's this this big old Yankee, 6'2", you know, and I'm limping in there and trying to walk on a cane at that time, and I had a brace on my leg. Didn't do a real good job. But they were all so sweet to me, and
I felt
like I was on an episode of The Waltons when I went into the Crow house. You know, Faye Crow and Jim Crow were just so nice, and my heart was warm as soon as I went in there. I felt at home. I immediately felt at home, and Ben has been a friend of mine ever since that time. And has been more like a little brother to me.
Yeah, you can feel the love between the Crows and us. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
And especially
in,
we're thankful for them.
So thankful,
much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ben and Janie.
They've been sweet
Janie's
friends.
Been, you know, I was the best man at Ben's wedding. And Janie's, you know, been right there on this trip with us too since they got married.
And they were so sweet to Mama.
Oh, they were.
Fishing with her.
So we love you guys.
We sure do.
And when you guys hurt, we hurt.
We sure do.
Because you're like family to us. Okay, here are the inspirations. And look what I'm trading for a mansion.
Story of a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her, and these are the last words she said. Oh, look what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. For I'm trading it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. So feeble, her voice was so low, but she still had a smile on her face. She said, I hear singing and they're waiting for me. Then she looked toward heaven and said, oh, look what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. For I've traded it all for a mansion
has gone to prepare. Oh, look what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. For I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Yes, I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare.
Oh, the inspirations, and look what I'm trading for a mansion. Yes, oh, ma'am.
I want to give a shout-out to Don and Sue Estes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Listening. Yeah, and Eubank.
Yes,
yeah.
And Sue writes, Don and I knew Kenny's parents, Jim and Faye Crow. We extend our prayerful compassion to this family.
Oh.
Thank you. And Phyllis Crow, thank you for listening. Phyllis, listening with the tears flowing.
Oh,
God bless you.
God bless you, Phyllis.
And mine are too, Phyllis.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine are too.
And we're praying for you every day, every day.
Yeah. And then Jamie Crow Seltzer said, I'm listening. I have to say that I'm blessed with one of the best big brothers I could have asked for. Yes, Frank, you are part of the many adopted into our family.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. Jamie was just a teeny little thing when I went out there. I think she was like 3 years old. I don't mean to give away your age, Jamie, but you were
just a baby.
Just a baby. And just brown as a berry. She'd been playing outside, and she came in there barefoot and her little face just sparkling all over the place, and those little blue eyes, you know, just looking up at, who's this Yankee? And you know, we're going to see Kitty again in heaven, and what a hallelujah meeting it's going to be. Here are
the hints.
Across the tide, we'll lift glad hands together, go shouting up through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Oh, what a celebration, forgetting where we've been. Now we're standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the doorbells start ringing, then prepare ye all of heaven, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old are standing with the greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shout all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago. But I got more than just religion. When Jesus saved my soul, I got a way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue could tell. And a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh,
won't that be a hallelujah,
hallelujah time? When the saints
all welcome us across the time. We'll lift our hands and shout all through the land. And when you think it's just about
the Hensons and Hallelujah Meeting. Here's Gold City.
And hello in heaven.
I say hello,
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 say hello. I've been longing to say hello, hello in heaven. Walking and talking.
the streets of gold. Just wanna say hello in passing by the sparkling rivers of life. There's a lot of things I wanna know. First things first, hello.
Hello, Naaman. How did you feel in the muddy river Jordan? Hello, Stephen. How did you stand the storms without a word? Hello, John. What did you do when you saw great heavenly things? Walking down the streets of gold, saying hello. Hello, Paul. What did you sing in the prison stock at midnight? Hello, David. Did you dance when Goliath bit the dust? Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Did you shout that shout when the walls came tumbling down? Walking down the streets of gold, saying hello. Saying hello.
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 Saying hello. I've been longing to say hello. Hello in heaven.
Heaven.
Walking and talking on the streets of gold. Just want to say hello in passing by the sparkling rivers of life. There's a lot of things I want to know. But first things first, hello.
What did you think when you saw your children crossing? Hello, Daddy. How did you feel when you heard Mama sing? Hello, children. I'm thankful you chose the road to heaven. Walking down the streets of gold,
saying hello.
Hello, Jesus.
It's time to pause a million years to praise you.
Hello, Jesus. I'm oh so glad my sins you did erase.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, you've been oh so good to me. Walking down the streets of gold, saying hello. I'm saying hello.
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 Saying hello. I've been longing to say hello. Hello in heaven. Walking and talking on the streets of gold. Just want to say hello in passing by. Sparkling rivers of life, there's a lot of things I wanna know. But first things first, hello. Just wanna say
hello.
Hello, passing by. Sparkling rivers of life, there's a lot of things I wanna know. But first things first, hello. There's a lot of things I wanna know. But first things first, hello.
Gold City and hello in heaven. It's 7:58.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
this show is just flying by tonight.
Just think
yeah.
of all the people that Kenny is seeing right now.
I know
and,
it. Seeing his dad,
his loved ones,
grandmother.
And,
oh, it goes on and on and
you
on.
You know, it's amazing. Yeah. Jesus.
Tommy Cox, a cousin.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tommy, we called him. His nickname was Crow.
Oh, okay.
And but he was a cousin and a great fisherman and a good friend of mine too. And just precious people. I met so many wonderful people that were related to the Crows,
mm-hmm.
and they would say, "Well, do you know Ben Crow?" And you know, and, or I would say, "You know, yeah, Ben. Yeah, that's my cousin." Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Dave, well, I guess are they from here originally?
Yes,
Burnside,
oh, yeah.
wasn't it? Their family.
Yeah.
Was from
oh,
the
yeah,
Burnside
yeah.
Area?
Burnside Island, I believe. Uh-huh. Yeah, they had that was their property years ago. But
right.
but you know, when I first met the family, you know, like that day. And then I would come out again for different events. Like they would have dove hunts out there. I loved it. And I love Faye's cooking. Faye could take just a couple pieces of bread and throw some gravy on there, and it would have tasted like the best bread and gravy in the world. She
oh,
was
yeah.
an excellent country cook. Mm-hmm. But now the boys were ornery.
Oh.
Kenny was ornery. Gerald was ornery, and they gave me a lot of good natured
oh, yeah.
teasing, and it never stopped.
Yeah,
it never stopped.
Well, Kenny used to call up.
Oh yeah,
and say,
it's
yeah, a, just check yeah, on the old
he'd, folks. He'd say, "Well, saw on the news where you know the weather's going to get pretty bad, and they ask us to, you know, check on the old folks,
the elderly,
the elderly." elderly and infirm, and I'd say, Kenny, we're doing okay. Yeah, I said, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, you're doing okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm only 29.
Well, yeah, I'm doing okay, and so is my little child bride.
Yeah. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Donna North over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Yes, Donna. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And Jack Bish in Millington, Tennessee. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
And Stacy Burrell.
Yes.
That's Ben and Janie's daughter.
Yeah,
Stacey.
She's precious. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, nice to have you. And Winona Pageant in Somerset.
Hey, Winona.
And Marcia Skaggs Mitchell.
Yeah.
Where is she? Is she
She's in Bronston.
Bronston,
yeah.
Kentucky.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And celebrating
Kenny's
life with us tonight. Here's the Perrys, a beautiful song. It's called
Celebrate Me Home.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me.
That's the Perrys. Isn't that a beautiful song? Celebrate Me Home.
Sure,
and that's
is.
What we're doing tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're celebrating Kenny.
And this next song, oh, how apropos.
It is.
Yeah.
It's called Heaven Just Got Sweeter for You. It's the Kingdom Heirs.
Today was the day, this fight's finally over. It's hard to let go of the hand you've been holding, the same one that picked you right up every time you fell down. Remember, he said, son, I know where I'm going, and because of his faith, there's comfort in knowing that through all the heartaches and tears, you're crying right now. Heaven just got sweeter for you. The one you loved, loved Jesus too. No more suffering or pain, now he's in that place where all things are new. Even though you're hurting like this, he knows you know where he is. And someday he'll come running when you get there too. Heaven just got sweeter. It's natural to grieve, to feel your heart breaking, but for those who believe that loved ones are waiting, hold on to God's promise that death is never the end. So when you say goodbye to that old cemetery, for the saint that you'd lost, the grave is only temporary. He's already home and he's longing to see you again.
Heaven just got sweeter for you. The one you love, love Jesus too. No more suffering or pain, now he's in that place.
Kingdom Heirs, and Heaven Just Got Sweeter for You.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty. Oh, Ben made a couple of posts. He said, Kenny is trucking the heaven highway, turning and burning the road for Jesus. No bloop bloops to watch out for. Bloop bloops are police, he said.
Okay.
Then he said, Kenny was trucking I-75 north bound to Cincinnati, Ohio, and an Ohio trooper was passing him, got even with him, and the tire blew. Was it? I don't know whose tire it was. But Kenny was talking to the trooper, and he said he thought he was shot when the tire blew. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that would be scary.
Yeah. I don't know whose tire it was, but it would be scary to hear
especially
it.
Especially if
sure.
it was a big one of the big tractor-trailer
yes,
tires.
Sure, you know, would.
Yeah, that would make... that would make a loud sound, and, mm-hmm. and certainly for the recipient of that sound, it would scare you quite a bit.
I bet it was Kenny's tire, more than likely.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Maybe Ben will enlighten us here.
Yeah.
But that was interesting. I'm sure it was scary.
It, you know, so many memories, you know, come to mind. And Ben has been, you know, there for me throughout the years. Unconditional friendship, totally. But in the early part of our friendship, I ran for student council president at Somerset Community College, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ben comes over to my place on a Friday, and I was married to the mother of my children at that time. And he said, I've got a great idea. He said, Mom and Dad have this poster and billboard company.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, let's make a couple of signs for your
campaign.
For your campaign, mm-hmm. yeah. And I, you know, a couple of signs sounded like to me a couple of signs, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Terry, we went down to the college. We got permission mm-hmm. to make sure, because, you know, if you're going to do all this work and then you take the signage down there mm-hmm. to put it up and they won't let you, mm-hmm. then it's all for naught,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running against the school newspaper who was backing the guy from the bookstore, Steve Wright.
Right.
And which was fine. If one thing we did do, we killed apathy, especially come Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Ben comes, and we worked all night. And I barely got any sleep that weekend.
Putting
right?
out the signs and
no,
everything?
Making them.
Oh, making the signs.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Making them. And then, of course, all I could do was hold paper and, mm-hmm. and ooh and ah, because I didn't have the skill set that Ben did, you mm-hmm. know. So actually, all the credit goes to Ben. I was just there staying awake and keeping him company.
Yeah. Keeping Ben awake.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. He was rip-roaring and ready to go. So on the front of the school, the way SCC was back in those days, it was like a banner. It was big. It was like, I don't want to exaggerate, but I'm thinking it was like 20 by 20 or something
wow,
like that.
That's a big sign.
Oh, it was real big. So, and it just had F. Crabtree for president.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben had a finger pointing for president, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had these little banners that ran all the way down the hallways mm-hmm. that were like 50 feet long, 75 feet. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then the outside of every school, when you'd go over to where the auditorium was, you know, there was a big sign there. So everybody, when they walked into school on Monday morning, knew that Frank Crabtree was running for president of the student council, you know. And it was on after that. I've got another great memory I want to share with you, too, but I'll do that later
on. He said it was Kenny's tire, by the way.
Oh, it was Kenny's tire.
So it was one of those big trucking tires.
That sound must have sounded like a .44
Boom.
Magnum. Boom. Yeah. Oh. Here's Greater Vision.
And forever is sure.
Others, it may be a lonely road. One thing is for certain, in a world that never stays the same, there's a hope before us. When time is gone, it will still remain. So I'll keep holding to the promise, way beyond tomorrow. Pain we've known belongs to yesterday. When the citizens of Bowie gladly share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure, tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure.
Looking back through time, faith has always been a mystery. Can't see into tomorrow, you wonder what the will of God might be. you soon will step inside. So I'll keep holding to the promise, way beyond tomorrow, where the pain we've known belongs to yesterday. When the citizens of glory gladly share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure, tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure. The citizens of glory glad to share the story of how all the cares of life have passed away. So until we gather in the sweet forever, remember as you're trying to endure, tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure. But forever is sure.
Isn't that a great song?
Oh, isn't that the truth, though?
Oh, it is the
truth. Tomorrow is uncertain, but forever is sure.
That's the only thing we can count on.
That's right.
If we're born again, and we've got a personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ, that means this is not all that there is.
I don't know, because
I am so old right now that each minute could be my last minute.
Well,
you know?
I don't know what life would be like.
Oh, it'd be terrible
without the Lord, really, because there's so much going on in the world today, and we just have to trust in Him. He's got everything under control, and we've just got to, you know.
It's hard not to fear, and we're not supposed to fear.
Yeah, it's
fear is of the devil.
That's true.
And we're not supposed to do that.
But you know,
and
he's got.
We're not supposed to worry. And what do I do? I worry.
Yeah, but he's got this, and we just, you know, we have the mission that we are on in this life.
Exactly.
And then when our mission is complete, then we go to be with him.
Yes,
and
at his time that he says it's time to come home.
That's right,
and we don't have a say so about it.
It's hard to accept that sometimes, but we.
Although every day I ask for. I'm selfish, and I say, God, give me a few more years.
Yeah.
You know,
but just think what comes afterwards. You know, You know what? I've got to give some more shout outs to Debbie Humphrey over in Somerset, Kentucky. Hey,
the
Debbie.
Precious one is listening.
Yes.
Deb and Greg, I love them to the moon and back.
Aww,
both of them.
Thank y'all for listening. And in Xenia, Ohio, we have Ron Beam.
Hey, Ron.
Great to have you. And
God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Also in Sugar Land, Texas, we have our friend Susan Parker.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Susan. Great to have you worshiping with us and for the memory of Kenny Crow.
Kenny Crow tonight, yeah.
Thank you.
Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter.
And roses will bloom again.
Their sweet fragrance fill the air. But when winter came, it withered. The petals drooped and fell to the ground. My heart sank as it faded, but I'd forgotten who had made it. And he said, roses will bloom again. Just wait and see. Don't mourn what might have been.
loving wife of 40 years. He cherished every day they had and held the memories dear. He never dreamed he'd bury love and go on to live alone. When he
Jeff and Sherry Easter love their music, and roses will bloom again. Beautiful. It's 8:23. Would you guys have any objection to us going almost to 9 o'clock tonight instead of just 8:45? If you've just planned for 8:45 and you have to leave, that's fine. And but we may take the show up until close to 9 o'clock. That would be an hour and a half show, and so many great songs to share, and so many good memories to share, and you guys are sharing this with us. So if you guys will indulge us, we would like to go on just a few minutes longer tonight.
Yes, and I want to give a big shout out to
Sue
Pointer over in Somerset. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Great to have you.
God bless you. Thank you
and,
so much for tuning in.
Janie Crow mentioned that.
Ben's wife.
Yes. And said, Kenny was an awesome brother-in-law. When he did his daily call to Ben and I was home, he would ask me what the old woman was doing. He called me the old woman because I was older than him. Probably a few months.
Just a few months. Yes,
sure,
you're born the same year, just a few months older.
Yeah, we're all the same age. I was just about 3 weeks younger than Ben. Than Kenny.
Kenny, yeah. Kenny's birthday was on the 10th, and yours is
on the
26th. So that makes Kenny 29 and holding and in heaven.
And Janie,
and you 29, and Janie's 29 and holding.
We all are, yeah. Kenny's, that was a good year.
Kenny's laughing about that right now. Here's the Florida Boys.
The prettiest flowers will be blooming.
We will wild away.
Florida boys and the prettiest flowers will be blooming. Amen.
And Duetta loves this song.
Oh,
she
I
said.
Do too. It's a classic.
Oh, and yeah. Sue Pointer says she loves the Florida boys.
Oh, I know
boys.
She does.
She says, are
yeah.
any of them still living?
I don't know. We said that in stereo.
Yeah, stereo. I'm not sure. I bet you there are.
Probably.
They're probably yeah. older, but yeah. I bet you there's some still living.
Yes.
We can find out, I guess. And I also want to mention... and give a shout out
to another trucker.
Yeah, yeah. David Rhodes.
Yes.
And he is a truck driver for Lucas Oil.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Kenny used to talk a lot while driving. And we just want to say, hey, David.
Hey, David. And that shout out comes also from your friends, Ben and Janie Crow.
Ben and Janie Crow.
Yeah. Oh, my. I love doing those type of shout outs. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. And Heaven's Joy Awaits.
Gently to me calling,
much better than that.
The Gaither Vocal Band, yeah.
They are so good.
I hit really my microphone, but I didn't turn it on.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was over here talking to myself.
For shame, for shame, for shame.
I do a lot of that as I get older, by the way.
Do your Gomer, yeah.
No.
But you know what? I want to give another shout out to Stacey Burrell and Susan Parker, because they may have missed it. They just
absolutely. God bless you both.
So thank you all so much for tuning in. We appreciate you.
Here's Gold City. And windows of home.
I hear God's children rejoicing, those who have walked many miles. I look in amazement at the joy in their countenance. What is behind their smile? With tears in their bright eyes and a joy they just can't hide, they tell their story to me. Jesus, just open the windows of heaven, and from that distant shore I can see. And I see No.
Beautiful song by Gold City, Windows of Home.
Yes.
And you got to do some shout outs.
Yes.
Yeah, I got some more.
I want to thank the following people for sharing this broadcast on all your right. Facebook pages. And that's Sue Estes, Phyllis Crow, and Stephanie Preston. Thank y'all so much. And I also want to give a shout out to Paula Stevens, one of our friends, one of our hospice nurses.
Oh, my goodness.
She's tuned in. Thank you, Paula.
Thank
we
you,
We miss
Paula.
You, and I hope you're doing well.
Yes. She's precious.
She
they all are. It was like it was almost like church in our home every time a hospice nurse would come in, because inadvertently we end up talking about the Lord.
Oh yeah. And
because you know you're
sharing with each other.
You share because your loved one's getting ready to make that transition.
Yeah.
And each and every one of them blessed our hearts in some way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was thinking of this song the other day when I was putting the show together for Kenny Crow. And it's a very old gospel song,
mm-hmm.
but it just really touched me back when I heard it many, many years ago. I didn't have it, so I went over to Amazon Music and downloaded and purchased mm-hmm. it, you know, but it's a pretty song. You'll recognize it immediately. It's,
uh-huh.
This is How Beautiful Heaven Must Be by the Homeland Quartet.
Of a place that's called heaven, it's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be.
Beautiful heaven must be.
Oh, gosh, we can't even imagine.
No, we can't.
It's amazing.
No,
I want to read what Sue Estes wrote here on the page. It said, she said, in the midst of together with the Crow family and sharing in their sorrow and passing of Kenny, they have added so much Jesus, joy, strength, and encouragement to all of our Gospel Music Buffet family.
Amen.
With Frank and Terry tonight. Kenny's having a hallelujah celebration with the angels and those of our Sunday evening buffet that have crossed over. And Terry's sweet mama. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah, they are. He knows. You know, you know what touched me was that picture you put up about the tree. The tree that Ben and Janie
planted on Phyllis and Kenny's property.
Land, right. And how the beam of light was down, you know. Don't you know, Kenny was
like
so proud
Kenny
of that.
Kenny said, oh, man, I love it. Thank
I
you, God.
I love it, and thank you for the memory. And that's just something that I would love, you know, that would be an honor for me, you know, if I was planted in a tree, you know, like a pod or something.
Well, you could... You could plant one for me and call it a crab tree.
Oh, that was bad.
Terrible.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Here are the Kingsmen.
Wish you were here.
I can just see them walking on the shores of heaven, praising the Lord and watching the tide roll. That have gone on, oh, how I miss you so. And somehow I know if you could, that you'd let me know that you're doing fine and it doesn't hurt you.
You were here. Here's the Inspirations.
And if you only knew.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You asked the Lord for healing, but that he And in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky, and you're praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been my sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, we're having a time, if you only knew.
Absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue, and we're having a big celebration. If you only knew,
if you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered, my sickness is gone. Things look much better. Sun always shines, we're having a time, if you only knew. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, we're having a time, if you only knew.
That's the inspiration. It's 8:51, and I would like to pause just for a second and go to the Lord in prayer, if you would join me, please. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll continue to send comfort and peace to everyone who knew and loved Kenny Crowe. Father, we know that he's there with you, Lord, and family members and friends who have arrived in heaven before him. Lord, help fill the void of not being able to physically see him or talk to him. Give the knowledge and reassurance that we will see him again in our final resting place in heaven, where there will be no more goodbyes, Father. Heavenly Father, we're thankful we live in this country where we can still have the freedom to worship you and not have to worry about it. Lord, may we never take that freedom for granted. Father, we thank you for this technology that we have that enables us to gather together from all parts of the world to share your word through gospel music. Lord, here we are just 9 days away from one of the most important elections of our lifetime. Help us, Father, to choose leaders that will always strive to keep us one nation under God. Leaders who will seek counsel from you daily, Lord. Father, we need people in government who will support our Constitution, and not try to alter or destroy it, Father. We need leaders who have a burning desire to serve our nation instead of themselves. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us the wisdom, the spiritual strength, the physical strength that we need to be bold in declaring your word. Lord, we ask you to make and mold each of us into the shining beacon of light we should be as Christians and not stumbling blocks to others. Lord, we know our days are numbered. Help us to be spiritually productive in the time we've got left on this earth. Father, we pray for you to guide us each day, Lord, and we're praying for a peace in our hearts and our souls that only you can provide during these troubled times. Father, touch and comfort any hearts that are hurting right now. Give peace to those who are troubled. Lord, we ask you to lead, guide, and direct our leaders. Heavenly Father, we pray for continued good health for President Trump, for his family, and all the president's cabinet. Lord, we ask you to lead, guide, and direct the physicians and the scientists looking for a cure for the coronavirus. Also, Heavenly Father, please surround the president, his cabinet, and his family with a hedge of protection. Send mighty angels to guard and protect them, Lord. Father, we ask you to bless our first responders, our policemen, our firemen. Bless and protect all our health care workers, and bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. Lord, so many on my prayer list. So many needs. Some need strength, some need healing. Others peace and comfort like Kenny Crow's family and friends. Father, comfort all who are hurting and missing him right now. We ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a day, glorious day that will be. Sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear. There'll be no sickness, there'll be no pain.
Thanks.
indeed, what a day that will be. And we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us for this special broadcast, thinking about memories of Kenny Crow tonight. And even, I still can't believe that he's gone, and I'm still struggling with it. And I know a lot of you are too, and with God's help and his strength, and we're going to be able to get through this. And I want you to know that there's many on here tonight that Terry will tell you you're on my personal prayer list, and I go through that and lift your name up before the throne of God every night, and I will continue doing so. And of course, Phyllis, that includes you and many others on here. But I thought of this song that we're going to go out with tonight before while I was putting the show together. And yeah. Phyllis, I feel like you would end the show with this song that I'm about to go out with. But before I go out with it, again, thank each and every one of you. And I want to tell the Crow family, I love you guys dearly.
We sure do.
And I think you know that.
Yeah.
And thank you for everything you've been to me. You've been my second family here in Kentucky. And I just appreciate the friendship so much. God bless me when he made me friends with Ben Crow and Faye Crow and Jim Crow and Kenny Crow, Gerald Crow, and Richard Crow, Elizabeth Crow, Jamie, you know, and they're just great people, and I love them dearly. So thank you guys again.
And thank you, Susan Parker, for sharing the broadcast on your page. We appreciate that so much, and we want to thank you all for tuning in, yeah. Everybody. And this song reminds me of my mama, too.
I know it does. Good night, everybody. God bless you. And again, Phyllis, I think you would go out with this song. It's Donna Taggart.
And Jealous of the Angels.
Didn't know today would be your last, or that I'd have to say goodbye to you so fast. I'm so numb I can't feel anymore. I'm praying you just walk back through that door and tell me that I was only dreaming. You're not really gone as long as I believe. There will be another angel around the throne tonight. Your love lives on inside of me, and I will hold on tight. Not my place to question, only God knows why. I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne tonight. Always made my troubles feel so small, and you were always there to catch me when I'd fall. In a world where heroes come and go, well, God just took the only one I know. So I'll hold you as close as I can, longing for the day when I see your face again. But until then, God must need another angel around the throne tonight. Your love lives on inside, and I will hold on tight. It's not my place to question, only God knows why. I'm just jealous of the angels.
singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just jealous of the angels.